Holy cow. Good morning. It's 7:40 a.m. on January the 22nd, 2015. And the official temperature has gone up a couple of degrees. It's up to 14 now. It's cold. I mean, really, really cold. I'm wearing my thermals and a couple extra layers, and I'm still cold. I've been hiking right along trying to get some heat going inside the coat. Gloves are welcome, but they're not exactly cutting it in terms of keeping my hands warm. So it's a beautiful, clear, crystal clear, gorgeous, ice cold friggin' morning out here. So yeah. Yesterday my last box of share books showed up, so I've got books to take south with me this afternoon. UPS told me they've got a shipment for me today, so I'm hoping I'm going to get Ravenwood to take, because that would be cool. Maybe I'll take Ravenwood and a few extra quarter shares, because it occurred to me that people who don't know me, it's going to be pretty much everybody there, with some exceptions. They'll probably want the first book, not the third book. Oh, big excitement this morning. Good morning, good morning. Bouncy dogs. So I have books. I've got books to take. I'll head south no later than 4 o'clock. But as soon as UPS comes, assuming they do, they usually come between 1 and 3, so I should be down there in plenty of time. Dinner's at 7. I looked at the menu for the place they're taking me. It's a German restaurant. It looks delicious. I can't make up my mind which one of the many delicacies. My beard is frozen. Now I'm going to go back and do a little business, get things packed, get ready to go. Make sure this convention is that I don't need to pack a lot. So I also got to pick up the kid. I got to get some groceries to leave for the family. Debating on what I want to take down for snackage. Not too much, actually, because the snackage is a temptation to stay in my room and not go out and mix and mingle, which is really the point of going. So I want to make sure I have plenty of opportunities to do that, which means getting out. been a couple of years since I've been down to the hotel. They've changed owners and probably done a remodel, so it'll be interesting to see what the hotel looks like, how well it matches my memory. Nice stop. Three cars in a row, all heading into the neighborhood. I wonder why. I wonder what's going on. Very odd. Yeah, so tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, I won't be walking. In theory, on Monday, I will be back with you. I'm going to try to do a little bit of recording while I'm there, but I don't know how effective it's going to be, whether or not it'll be anything I can post. I particularly want to record the interview, the guest of honor interview on Saturday morning. But I think I need to take the portable recorder for that. I don't think I can record it on my phone. Eastern turn. Finally, I have a little sun here and there. I'm going to go behind the shadow of a house here in a second. But yeah, a little bit of sun makes a difference. Whew. It's so cold. I can't. There's a reason that I was not walking at 10 degrees. Although I'm getting a little heat. I'm getting a little built up finally inside the coat. Monk post. So let's see, where are we on production? I got the word for Zephyr's Call. It has been released to paper. It should show up in a few days. It'll probably be available in paperback from Amazon in a couple of days. I uploaded all of the corrected ebook files. There weren't a lot of corrections. I have to say there were not a lot of corrections. At least some of the corrections were for margin break errors, where Lix couldn't figure out where to hyphenate. So in a lot of cases, all I did was reword the sentence to make it 5 or 6 characters shorter so it would fit. Some commentary going around yesterday afternoon about how the adult market has not, adult fiction market has not held its own in terms of sales category for 2014, and this is coming out of a guy who works for Nielsen Bookscan. And there was a couple of people on the writers discussion group, one in particular, who was perfectly willing to accept this at face value and offer his suggestions as to why it might be true. And my rejoinder to him was that it was just dark matter in terms of mainstream publishing, and that they didn't see what was actually being sold in the adult fiction market. So, yeah, if you only measure the books that are leaving bookstores, and you're only counting books that are published by the mainstream press, which is 99.9% of all the books in a bookstore, then anything that's happened in ebook and anything that's happened in indie press is invisible. It's dark matter. You can see the effect it has on the marketplace. You can see all of the ebooks that are in the top 100. You can see all the indie ebooks that are in the top 100. You can see the sales ranks for them all, and get a feel for how many books must be being sold in comparison to the paperbacks. So while most people probably haven't seen any recent studies, but most people still say they prefer paper, it's clearly not what heavy readers are buying. If you only read a book a year, well then yeah, buy a hardcover, what the hell? If you're only reading a book a month, then a paperback is, you know, okay, fine. You're only going to read one book, who cares? If you're going to read a book a week, are you talking ebook? Because that's 4 times more, and particularly for indie books, that's 4 times more for paperback than it is for an ebook. So you can read 4 times more books. So for the same book budget per month, you can buy a lot more books. That's why mainstream press is still missing the boat, because they still keep pricing their books out of the market. They still keep persisting in this windowing activity, which is really hurting them in the long run. I'm glad they're doing it, because it just means I don't have to compete so much on price. The appearance of trad pubs in the BookBub and BookGorillas. You know, somebody posted a while ago that it was the end of the level playing field. It's like, no. No, because those items are still the onesie-twosie. They're not the catalog. They're not the main list. They're the backlist. They're the loss leader, trying to get people to buy into the $9.99, even the $7.99. Although I have to fess up here. I ran out of books to read. It seems incomprehensible, but it seems like I always pick up a book or two a day on BookBub or Book Gorilla, one or the other. But lately, most of the stuff that's coming across has been meh. A lot of it I've already got. A lot of it I've already read. And the stuff that's left has been, I don't think so. Even free, I'm not going to take it. Crappy cover, stupid blurb, dumb title. I just don't pick them up. So I ran out of stuff to read. I finished Starship Blackbeard a while back, and there was a book that I was interested in. It was a sequel to a book that I got. It was a time travel story, and I picked up the sample, and I just can't seem to get into it. The Jack the Ripper timeline just doesn't. You know, I'm kind of done with the timeline. I finished another one just before that. That was Marking Time, maybe? I forgot the name of it. About a hidden group of descendants from the immortals, and one of whom is a time traveler who can jump through spirals in time. That was pretty good. I say it was pretty good. But it was very heavily into the Jack the Ripper mythos, along with a bunch of other things. And you know, it had a vampire in it, and it had a shapeshifters. And it's like, understand why? I know. I can respect the choices that the author made. I'm probably not going to go back to that universe, just because I'm so tired of vampires. I'm so tired of shapeshifters. I don't care about werewolves, werebears, werelions, where this. So I'm probably not going to go back there. But the upshot was that I kind of ran out of stuff to read. I went through the samples that I had waiting, and prologues. It's just prologues. Prologues, man, prologues. What can I say? So one of them that looked kind of promising had a prologue that was apparently supposed to mean to be meant to set the stage. And what it did was it pissed me off so bad that I shut off the book. I got rid of it. And now I've got another one, and it's got a prologue. I've picked up about five overnight. I went through my recommended titles, and I found about four or five of them. I'll let you know if any of them look good. But I'm not holding out a lot of hope. There are a lot of good books, but what's being promoted is not necessarily the best books. My microphone cord is frozen in my beard. Oh, this is going to be ugly when I go inside. It's going to melt and run down my chest. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'm probably not going to talk to you until Monday.